Okay, I'm going to talk fast because it might not stay. I was trying to ask about, I've had kidney stones show up a few times now in my CT scans, and I found out about oxalates and been trying to not have high oxalates, but it cuts out like every food. And I wanted to know what you thought about that because it ends up being like almost nothing I can eat between that and my allergies. And the second question related is that online and even in the, legitimate places, everybody has different opinions about how much oxalates each food has. It's not even consistent at all. So then that makes it even harder. That's a question.
Yeah,
Thank
it's
you.
one of the thing that is kind of one of the things that is nice to know is that vegans actually have a significantly lower risk of kidney stones. Even though they eat more oxalates, they have a lower risk of kidney stones compared to non-vegetarians. Generally, a high meat diet is not good in terms of kidney stones. So you're, having a plant-based diet is a good step. Making sure you've got a lot of organic acids and citric acid and so on can also be helpful. Drinking a lot of water is absolutely critical. But yes, there are people who are very sensitive to oxalates. And so one of the things that one of the places that I would go that I feel is really reliable in terms of the information on oxalates is Jack Norris's website, veganoutreach.org. He has just amazing, an amazing, section on oxalates, and it's just very, very well done. So I would go there to veganhealth.org, and for others, his B12 section, information on soy, all of those things, just very detailed and very well done. So that's a just an exceptional resource. So definitely, I would do that. And then, just be picky about which greens you're using, and definitely if you're making smoothies, avoid any oxalate-rich greens. Yeah, I'm sure you know all of that. Certainly spinach is, really high on the top of the list. So beet greens, Swiss chard, they're all up there. So yeah, and above and beyond that, just make sure you're getting your liquid water, water, water.
Brenda, thank you. We have David coming up next. David, if you'd unmute your audio, please. Great, thank you.
Can you hear me?
You can. Thanks, David.
Hi. Hi, Brenda. By the way, I have one of your older books.
Oh yes, and I have two new diabetes books.
I
I
don't even
have
have diabetes, but I have it. I bought it years ago. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Okay. This is one of the new ones. It's called Kick Diabetes Essentials. And then I have the Kick Diabetes Cookbook as well. So yeah, defeating diabetes, I think I did in 2013. So
It's a great book. I
oh,
saw it
thank
on
you.
sale and just wanted to share, but I've been following, I've listened to a lot of your lectures over the years. And so I've been plant-based about 3 years full time, 100% now. But I do have a
Great.
question. I recently, and I obviously I feel great. I'm younger, but I did it because I wanted the long-term effects of it. But I do have a question. So I've been eating a B12 only about 500 mcg every other day or so. I've also been supplementing with a little bit of nutritional yeast, but it wasn't anything I was overdoing. But recently I went to my doctor to get a health check, and he decided to check my B12, and I had over 14, close to like 1500, which was above the range of normal. So I wanted to find out, what do you recommend? My personal doctor is not a plant-based doctor, so he didn't have a solution for me. But what's like a good amount to eat so that I'm not over the limit? Because that kind of got me nervous, especially the fact that
Yeah.
I read of the side effects. So,
Yeah. So, David, I would suggest that it depends on how much nutritional yeast and if you're having any other fortified foods like fortified non-dairy milks, you may be getting plenty from your diet. You don't need any supplement at all. But if your diet is sort of spotty in B12, what I think I would suggest you do is just for now, I would for now not take the supplements for a while until you have your B12 tested again and see what it's out at just with your fortified food like nutritional yeast. And then if it starts to, if it, you know, starts to get to a more normal level, then you might want to just start with like 1,000 micrograms once a week and see where that takes you. And just sort of monitor your B12 to see what, you know, what's a good place for you. Obviously 500 micrograms every second day was too much for you. It's not really that excessive for people who are 65 plus. We usually suggest 1,000 micrograms a day. And for other adults, we usually suggest 1,000 micrograms twice a week. So the amount you were taking wasn't ridiculous by any stretch, but for some reason your levels are really high. So it's coming from somewhere. And so I would just cut out the supplements for now, test again. And then, you know, once your numbers start getting into a more normal range, then, you know, just try a once a week, 1,000 micrograms.